Seasons, cleavings, flesh wound freaks. I am Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
Bah, humpugs.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
Ho, 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 bitch.
So, Kruger, please let them know how Slashmas works.
So what we do for our 12 Days of Slashmas special is we rate and review a Christmas-themed horror film, and then towards the end of the show, we add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes and vote to eliminate one of those four films, leaving us with our top three Christmas horror films, a.k.a. our three final girls. And once we get to the 12th day of Slashmas, we will pick one of those final girls as our tournament champion. So with that being said, Todd, why don't you give us our Slashmas statistics and tell us what's up for contention tonight?
Thank you, Kruger. Okay, so our final girls are Elves, Pooka, and whoop, Red whoop. Christmas.
JDF yourself.
ATM and 13 Slays Till Christmas have been eliminated. And tonight, up for contention is... Windchill. Dan, why don't you tell us about Windchill?
All right, guys. So Windchill is a 2007 film from director Gregory Jacobs, and it follows two college students who share a ride home for the holidays, but when they break down on a deserted stretch of road, they are preyed upon by the ghosts of people who have died there. So, Windchill, early appearance from Emily Blunt, who, of course, went on to become a massive star, still is. And, yeah, it's been a while since I've watched this. I don't think I've probably watched this in at least a decade. Couldn't really remember what I thought of it. I do recall really seeing Emily Blunt and thinking, man, I see something there. So it was kind of cool.
Did, Dan.
I did. Beautiful, talented lady, Todd. I know you.
I thought the same thing.
I mean, I saw something there, but I wasn't thinking that way.
Yeah, that's
she true. Was fucking banging when she was younger, dude.
She still is.
But I'm not as much into her as now as I am in this
movie. He likes her before she was Jimmed from The Office.
You don't want Jim sloppy seconds.
Three hole punch, Jim. Fuck, give me a crack. I don't care.
Yet Kruger is a Pam guy, so go figure.
Pam's all right, too.
So it had been a while. This is certainly one. I don't know why I don't revisit it more often. I think when I look back at it, it probably saw it for the first time around the same time I saw Dead End, although that may have came a few years earlier, I think. But and for some reason, this is just the one I kind of always sleep on more. It's a great winter horror film. I don't love it. There's just something that doesn't quite come together like I wish it would. Yet the atmosphere is definitely there. The whole Twilight Zone feel of being trapped in this never-ending loop. Again, one great one to put out if it's snowing outside and you just want that feel of snowy isolation. I think at times the supernatural threat could kind of be a little bit more threatening, and that doesn't really come too much until later. That might have been one issue. But I'd forgotten a lot about it, and I still enjoyed it. It's kind of a frustrating one because I feel like they were on the verge of something great, and they just didn't quite bring it home like I'd hoped. But this is still a pretty solid wintry ghost story with a future star in the making. What did you guys think? Any first timers on this one?
Yeah, this was a first time watch for me. And I really like the characters, like the way the girl and the boy's personalities contrasted with each other. And also the way the reason why they ended up on this drive together, how that played out in the story was really cool. And I like the concept of this. I mean, just in general, I like movies where you're put into that survival setting, and the way they brought the paranormal elements into play was really cool. Got a couple of nasty looking ghosts in the form of these bloated, frostbitten corpses, and that stuff looked really, really cool.
Hey, his name's Cool Duder.
My only complaint about the movie is it feels like there's not enough going on at times. And then I think the last probably 20 minutes, if they would have tightened it up a little bit, it would have, you know, flowed better. But the final act just in general was kind of disappointing. And it did have a lot of dodgy looking CGI at the very end there. That kind of was a little jarring. But overall, I liked it. I think Dead End is still better, but that's a pretty good double feature if you want to.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Two Christmas, you know, themed movies where it comes with a haunted, you know, ghost road. So, I liked it. I would watch it again, but it's also, there's definitely issues with it that, like, kind of prevent me from championing it too much.
I'm on par with that. I think because Dead End exists, that's what I'm thinking about the whole time. And it is a better film, or Dead End is. But I still had a good time with this one. This was another first time watch with me, too. I thought I had seen it, but I hadn't. But I was entertained.
This was also a first time for me. I could have sworn I saw this, but I didn't remember thing about it. But for me, like, I do think the movie is fatty at the end. And like slim pickings in the middle, because it's like a dump of information right at the end, but like to get there, I wasn't really feeling it because Emily Blunt is hot as fuck, so I get traveling like across state lines for her. But as soon as she opens her fucking mouth, I'm dropping this bitch off at the gas station. Rude. Like I'm doing you a fucking favor, and it's like a meet cute scenario, being an ungrateful bitch. So I would have dropped her ass off and went my home fucking safely. The part I enjoyed the most about like the supernatural elements is the fucking priests that look the other way on a serial killer. Give me more of that. I want these four priests going around being just extra creepy by themselves. Another positive thing, watching this movie, I did feel cold. So like that part works. But yeah, it's just a meh for me. I wish I liked it more because I do think there's something there, but it could just be Emily Blunt's talent shining through.
I like isolation horror a lot, and this did kind of give me that fix. It's not great, but it does still kind of work. It is more of a wintry film than a Christmas film. I mean, it is, but obviously we're not getting much Christmas atmosphere here. But
you get some music.
But
this could play into the voting too.
Well, I mean, but like Dead End too, you don't get a ton of Christmas with that either.
But yet, that little bit feels more Christmassy to me.
The family in the car.
Like, yeah, I think it's probably the family that gives that Christmas thing for me.
Yeah, they sell it a little bit more. That's not to hold anything against this as a film. It is.
I guess like in snow. One.
Yeah, I can kind of see why maybe I didn't remember all the details, but, you know, being winter right now, it was a good revisit.
Every time it's too cold in my house, I have to watch The Thing. That's like my routine.
That's, fuck yeah.
And I'll open my sliding door, get it colder.
just look at your dogs and cats.
I didn't do it for this one. It wasn't
one. Quote lines with Quark.
But, you just have a torch and a fucking petri dish.
So what would you rate it, Dan?
I rate this one a 3. It's above average. It just, yeah, it needed to come to life more.
Pugs?
2 out of 5.
Three out of five for me too.
I'm also 3 out of 5. So
there we
all
go.
Right.
Sure.
Doesn't sweet. Necessarily guarantee or mean it's keeping its place or losing its place, because now it's time to decide what goes. Up for contention is Elves, Pooka, Red Christmas, and Windchill. Kruger, what do you want to get rid of?
Tossed up between Elves and Pooka, but I gotta go with Elves again.
Okay.
Sorry, Pugs.
That's okay. Pooka.
I am going with Windchill. I'd rather watch the other three. And it's lack of Christmas. Windchill's out for me.
I've got to get rid of it on the same grounds for sure.
Well, now we have a problem.
Wow.
Wait, wow. You guys
both
didn't do
the clowns just said Windchill's
gone.
Oh, I thought you guys did the same. Okay.
Pay attention. Fucking listen, John.
He's on your side, Dan.
I'm about to switch it up to Puka.
You should.
Puka's well, I think about Puka's more sucks. Christmas than Windchill. So.
Puka's going the distance.
Still sucks dick, though.
Hey, not that there's anything wrong with that.
In this case, there is.
All right. On that note, well, there's another one in the books.
Yep.
Yeah, right. There's another one in the books. Oh, shit, I forgot. Pugs.
All right, can we, yeah, before we get flagged, yeah, let's just get the hell out of here, Dan.
Good night, everybody.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas.
Man, Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Fuck Dan, fuck Puka. I'll see you in Disneyland.